back to the Mel Kay Show. I'm very excited. My guest today has been warning the nation and basically the world for a couple of decades about what was happening with communism and the spread of a foreign entity, basically a different mindset than we believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in America. And we have gotten to a point where not only is his work really important for everyone to see, but he continues to fight and continues to out this this demonic, I guess, infiltration in our system and in our lives. So thank you for joining me, Trevor Loudon. I am so honored to have you here.
Look, it's a pleasure, Mel. Thanks for having me on. And I think you're right about saying it's demonic, because that's ultimately what it is.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we really have to. The hard part is you put out the documentary and the book Enemies Within about 20 years ago. And well,
not
I think
quite that long, but a little bit.
10 years. It was like, because it was really about the Obama years and what really went on during the Obama years. I guess it's 20 is longer than that. But it seems like it was so long ago because so much has changed. But I have to say, when you look through that, and I suggest everyone go check out that documentary again now or read that book, because so much of what you are warning about has taken on a life of its own. And now we have an infiltration in Congress and in Senate and in and certainly in the executive service and the bureaucracy above them that seems to control them. And you have out a new book, Security Risk Senators. And there's a lot of people that are very excited about this new round in the Uniparty, I call it the Uniparty, of now investigations and committees. And I don't think they really understand how infiltrated we are. So if you could talk a little bit about the new book that's super important for everyone to please get and read, I'd appreciate that.
Well, thanks, Mel. It's in two parts. It's Security Risk Senators, part one, part two. You can get it from Amazon if you want to give your money to Jeff Bezos, or if you want a signed copy and give the support me, go to trevorloudon.com. Trevorloudon.com. You get Security Risk Senators, parts one and part two, and the Enemies Within movie, and our Enemies Within the Church movie as well,
plus
my other stuff. So basically, here's the argument. If you were Xi Jinping, you were the head of communist China, and you wanted to take America down, which he does, would you want to risk a multi-billion dollar trade war, which could rebound on you? Would you want to risk a multi-trillion dollar shooting war before you were ready? Or would you rather spend a couple of billion dollars buying up American congressmen and senators to do your dirty work for you? What would be the best option, do you think?
Right, exactly.
Because and so this is what I was saying in the book. Each book profiles 15 currently serving U.S. senators, 30 in total, gives their deep ties to communist China, to Cuba, to Iran, to radical Islam, and to the internal communist movement, you know, Communist Party USA, Democratic Socialists of America, all these groups. So we'd say there's at least, really, there's about 40 senators and 100 Congress members who couldn't pass a background check to drive a school bus.
Right.
But there are no background checks in Congress at all. So the Chinese, the Iranians, the communists, and other enemies are using your own senators to destroy the country. And the books document it. Each one's 400 pages long, 50 pages of references, tons of photos. You don't come to another country and tell them a whole bunch of their leaders are traitors without having a little bit of evidence to back it up.
No, well, that's the good thing about you. You bring the receipts, and you really do. But what we have to really talk about, too, is some of these groups. Because here's what I've been looking at a lot of this, and I'm at this place where I think left and right, Republican and Democrat, is a total farce. That we have a uniparty that is really controlled, in my opinion, by an oligarchy of billionaires and trillionaires that are globalists that have manipulated our nation, including G, that have manipulated our nation to a place where we do actually have a selection system, and it's set up from the start, even before the primaries, to make sure nobody new comes in that isn't going to go along with the plan. But once they're in there, Things get really crazy because it's the same NGOs and think tanks and lobbyists that seem to continue to run the country once they're in there. So I think a lot of people look at this and think, who is running DC? Because it is not the people that that we see on TV or, you know, that are doing the committees. It is certainly somebody above them. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well, I'd say right now the country is being run by Barack Obama and Susan Rice and Xi Jinping. You know, Biden has been in bed with first the Russians, the Soviets, then the Iranians, then the Chinese for over 20 years or 30 years now.
Right.
Mitch McConnell on the Republican side seems to run things for the Chinese. See, he spent money stopping MAGA candidates in the last election.
Right.
He actually sabotaged the election. Then he sabotaged the country with this massive spending bill. If he was a fully paid up agent of China, what would he do different?
Right.
You know, look, his wife, Elaine Chao, has made her family makes mega bucks carting products for the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese military. He is completely compromised. So what you've got at the top, you got the Democrats who are controlled through ideology and money. Many of them are communists, straight up communists.
Right.
The Republicans tend to be more controlled by money. And what you have is this insurgent grassroots Republicans trying to break through, you know, the 20 we just saw
right.
with their heroic effort in the Congress, the Lauren Boberts of the world and people right. like that, who are trying to break the shackles that are holding the Republican Party down so the Republican Party can actually be the grassroots constitutional republic that it was set up to be. So, yes, we have a uniparty, but we do have people fighting for us too, and we need to support those people.
Yeah, and you know, we also have a propaganda media that is fully controlled by the government. I know you talk a lot about things that changed during Obama, and I look back, you brought up Rice, but I think another person that's very dangerous behind the scenes is Samantha Power and her husband, Cass Sunstein.
Yes, absolutely.
And her husband, yep. Cass Sunstein, back there, and during the Obama years, people don't realize he was the Minister of Truth. This Ministry of Truth is not new. And then he went on to the World Health Organization to be during the COVID, and now he's back in DC. So we have this very heavy level of propaganda, mind control, behavior manipulation, and the mainstream media is fully owned by the same people. And I think that we have a real situation where, thank God, voices like yours and other ones out there are actually found outlets to be heard. But we have the masses of the American people, I don't think even know the stakes where we are for this country and that we are in serious danger.
No, we are in a revolution now, and it's being guided by a cabal of globalists, the Chinese Communist Party, which is the model of the new world. That's the model. And the big business people think, you know, but the Bill Gateses of the world think we're going to work with the communists. And we'll keep business down, middle class down, and we'll be the elite and everybody else will be the peasants. Right. That's how they see things. But you mentioned the World Health Organization and Cass Sunstein. Well, he talked about nudging people in the right direction, right. using the media to nudge people. Well, it's very interesting. We've just seen the COVID lockdowns, and you'll notice that most of the states with the harshest lockdowns and the countries with the harshest lockdowns are the ones with the most Chinese communist influence.
Wow.
California, Washington, Hawaii, Massachusetts, New York, where the Chinese control the politicians and the unions, that's where the lockdowns were worse. So they gave us a disease, then they managed the lockdowns. Now, and interestingly, Susan Mickey from the SAGE organization in Britain was the person who advised Boris Johnson, the so-called conservative, to do very harsh lockdowns in Britain. She's now working with the World Health Organization as their behavioral psychologist to manage people's perceptions of the next pandemic. Well, Susan Mickey is a lifelong member of the Communist Party of Britain.
Wow.
She is which is completely in China's pocket. So she has done smoking cessation programs in China. She's been to psychological conventions in Cuba. She's a mind expert and one of the world's top communists. And now she's there getting ready to manage the next pandemic, the reaction to it. And she's working with Mr. Tedros of the World Health Organization, who is a former leader of Ethiopia's pro-Chinese Communist Party. Can you see some patterns here?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Sunstein, I believe, and her were on this TAG technical advisory group at World Health Organization doing the mind control behind the scenes. You know, here's something I wanted to ask you about in my own research. It's very disturbing. I grew up, my parents are very into education. I have a doctor and a lawyer, sisters that are older. I myself really cared about education. I've been really looking into a lot of the Ivy League schools, and now I call them the poison Ivy League schools. But a lot of this stuff goes back to Harvard. I mean, I'm sure all of them. And now we found out about the Biden Center, which I've been talking about for a long time, got $50 million, which I'm sure that's the tip of the iceberg of what University of Pennsylvania got. But if you look at Harvard and kind of look at your documentary also, Enemies Within, and you kind of look there and you see the Muslim Brotherhood was really like elevated there, the intellectuals in that. The Kissinger really started, people don't know, with a CIA money. The World Economic Forum was born there as well. The color revolutionaries, like that now Norm Eisen, I think, is the best of the best out there with powers and stuff. And that Kassonstein, of course, something's wrong at Harvard. I don't know what's going on there, but it's a $50 billion, at what we know of, endowment with a college attached. Yeah.
Well, communists and globalists love money, they love respectability, and they love influence. And Harvard is the epitome. Just like in England, it was Oxford and Cambridge where the you know, the socialists and communists and globalists would gravitate. Because people from Harvard go into government.
Right.
They go into the State Department, into the CIA. So if you can get young minds there, you can shape the whole nation. So yeah, absolutely. Harvard. Definitely Yale to a degree as well. Columbia as well in New York were big targets. Stanford out in San Francisco was a recruiting ground for the KGB, the CIA, and the Chinese intelligence services. So, you're absolutely right. Harvard is the rottenest, it's the biggest, it's the richest, and it's the rottenest. There's no way I would send any child of mine to a place like that.
No, and you also called out a long time ago, it feels like 20 years ago, but it wasn't, just so much has happened since. You called out the Socialist Democrats of America, and they have sold themselves to the younger generation because a lot of these Ivy League schools, then they go on to these people that, and they're with PhDs, go on to teach at University of Chicago and University of California and University of, you know, wherever, NYU I went to. And then they spread it out. But a lot of these people are Socialist Democrats of America, and they used to kind of hide it. And now it's in your face. And now you see all these children graduating from college that are joining that party and telling me in debates that the Communist Manifesto is the only way forward for America. And they believe it. I think they're fully brainwashed. I don't know. But can you talk a little bit about the Social Democrats of America?
You know, Democratic Socialists of America is a communist group. As you say, they talk to you about the Communist Manifesto. They're openly Marxist. But because they've got this name, Democratic Socialists, people don't understand they're communists. See, this is Ocasio-Cortez. This is Rashida Tlaib. There's now 7 or 8 of their members in the Congress. They gave us Bernie Sanders. They gave us Elizabeth Warren. They gave us Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin. The Democratic Socialists of America is a Gramsciist group. What they believe in is not so much a revolution from the streets, you know, rioting and whatever. It's more taking over the institutions. Gramsci talked about getting control of the church, getting control of business, getting control of the military, of the education system, of the media, of Hollywood. And so there's 100,000 of nearly 100,000 of these kids out there now working their way up through the system. But I'll tell you who's the most dangerous one, and that's Jerry Nadler of New York, the head of the Judiciary Committee, the man who tried to impeach President Trump twice,
right,
has been a long-time card-carrying member of Democratic Socialists of America. He is a Marxist.
Right.
Yet he is oversees both the FBI and the Justice Department. So you can understand why things are tilting the way they are. See, the Bernie bros, you know, what Gramsci said was, he said, the old communist revolution of Lenin never spread in Europe. The workers wouldn't accept it. You know, so what was wrong? He said, well, what it was, you've had all this conditioning by the church and the government and the military. People are patriotic. They love their God. They love their church. They love their kids. We have to change their consciousness. We have to get into the church and make the church socialist, the education system socialist, so the people will change and welcome socialism. The Bernie bros, the DSA kids, Democratic Socialists of America kids, they are Gramsci's grandchildren.
Right.
That's what they are. And now they're brainwashing kids through Teen Vogue. They
right.
control Teen Vogue to a large degree. They've got hundreds of college professors on their rolls. They've got a whole bunch of pastors and church academics on their rolls. They control the labor movement in the United States. They have people in Hollywood. And they control pretty much the Congressional Progressive Caucus in the caucus, which has 100 Democrats on its rolls, 100 of them. So Democratic Socialists of America is the bridge of bringing Marxism to the youth and the government of America. It's a very dangerous organization, and people treat it like a joke.
Right. It's because it says Democrat in it. So people must stop there.
Well, look, I had a friend, he talked to an FBI guy, a member of the FBI, and he said, you guys need to be investigating Democratic Socialists of America. And this FBI guy says, well, no, well, they're Democratic, so we can't investigate them. Well, East Germany was the German Democratic Republic. North Korea is the People's Democratic Republic of Korea. This is a word trick. Right. Americans think of democracy as representative government, rule of law, you know, Congress, Senate. That's democracy to Americans. Democracy to a communist means the rule of the people. But who are the people's representatives? The communists are the people's representatives. So therefore, democracy is ruled by the communists.
Which is why we're a constitutional republic.
We are a constitutional republic. But even, you know, even Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson continually talk about our democracy. Well, they're playing into the socialist hands when they do that. Our founding fathers deliberately didn't set up a democracy. There's democratic elements in it. You have elections, etc. But it was always separation of powers.
Right.
You know, and they spread the power around. That's why little states like New Hampshire have two senators and big states like Texas have two. So the big places couldn't dominate the little places. That's a constitutional republic.
Yeah.
And that's way superior to a democracy.
Yeah. You know, I'm glad that we're talking about this because also I spent 16 years as a writer in Hollywood myself. And I will tell you what I believe is that they've convinced people that because a democracy to me is like majority rules, or that's what they say, or the people rule. Well, the majority has been created by Hollywood and the media through the DEI and the CRT and all of it, and the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, all this stuff, and the woke corporations and all of that. And especially Hollywood TV, movies, and social media, obviously, but also the news. They've created the idea that their thoughts and feelings and their communist totalitarian plan is, and all the division is the majority. And I don't think it is at all. But I think people are brainwashed, or they're attempting to be, or they're breaking out of it. That's not the majority.
Look, how many people do you know really, really think there's more than two genders? How many real people do
you that? Anyone does.
Who dares? There's male and female. It's been going good for a long time. That's our model going forward. But you'll get persecuted for saying that. You'll get hammered.
Right.
This is how the left enforces their garbage, because you know what we call political correctness is cultural Marxism.
Right.
That's what it is. It's Marxism enforced through the culture, where you have to accept Black Lives Matter. You have to accept that America's evil. You have to accept there's 57 genders, and it's okay if your grandson turns up to Thanksgiving wearing a dress. That's perfectly fine, because this is the new way of thinking. And if you buck that new way of thinking, you're a transphobe, Islamophobe, or whatever you are, you're a fascist or a racist. This is pure culture designed to heal America. It's designed to fracture America to the point of revolution.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah, I was just talking to a lawyer that's fighting a bunch of lawsuits in California for the people. And she was saying, these are human rights issues. And I said, the scary part about saying that is that the Marxists and the communists and the globalist totalitarians, they've hijacked the term human rights. So they manipulate it, like you're saying, also, like all these George Soros groups that you look into. And honestly, when I look into anything and I look at the funding, you're going to find about 5 to 10 NGOs that are run by this oligarchy, billionaire, trillionaire class that are, I think, benefiting off of the controlled demolition of America. And you're going to see the Open Society and Center for American Progress, and you're going to see Human Rights Watch, and you're going to see, you know, even the ACLU and Southern Poverty Law Center. And they all sound like great things. And then you look into them and you think, oh my God, they're funding these billionaires that are funding that. Are funding everything. And it's a very small group of people. Gates Foundation. I mean, you always find the Carnegie, you know, the same Ford Foundation. It's really bizarre. But I always say, where are they getting their money? And when you climb slowly to where they're getting their money and chip away at the NGOs and the trusts and all that, you're going to find Weiss, who's not even an American citizen, putting tons of money into this. What is the gain? Because it's clearly this group above the useful idiots out there marching around. I don't even know what they're marching for half the time, that hate America, that want to destroy America, that are all into these Marxist revolutionary things. But the people that are funding it are billionaires and honestly, often trillionaires that are globalists. So what is the goal?
Well, Whittaker Chambers, who was the famous, he was a Soviet spy during World War II in the Roosevelt administration. Well, he worked with people in the Roosevelt administration. Then he became a Christian. He became a conservative. He disavowed communism. And he used to joke, he said, in America, he said, the working class will vote Democrat. The middle class, they're all Republicans, and the elites are all communists.
Yeah,
that's what he said. Because communism is not about redistribution of wealth. You got to get that idea right out of your head. That's for the people marching in the streets.
Right.
That's for the Black Lives Matter, the Blurney Bros. They believe they're going to have a different society where wealth is shared around. They believe that. But the real communists, the elite communists, they understand that communism is a centralization of all wealth and all power in a very, very few hands. You know, Fidel Castro was a multi-billionaire. The head of North Korea is a multi-billionaire. You know,
apparently, so is Zelensky.
Well, possibly. I don't know. I don't know about that. But look, these guys have lots and lots and lots of money. So what's their real motivation? You know, there's a great, you know, Milton, the poet, wrote Paradise Lost. And he talked about, why did Satan leave heaven? You know, Satan's up there as an angel with God. but he wanted to leave, set up his own kingdom, because he'd rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. So egotistical and so rebellious, he'd rather rule in a fetid swamp than serve in heaven. Well, that's the motivation of the communists, because they're ultimately satanic. They want to rule in hell. They don't care what America turns into. They don't care what, how poor you are or how miserable you are. The poorer and more miserable, the better, as long as they're in control. That's their egotistical, power-driven motivation. And that is the motivation to me of the George Soroses, of the Bill Gateses of the world. And they are very happy to work with the Xi Jinpings, right, and the tyrants of the world to make sure me and you are just little cogs in the machine to do what we are told, if we're allowed to stay alive, that is.
Right. Now, let me ask you.
If we're not surplus to the requirements, you know.
Yeah, I once read a book by Annie Jacobson about Operation Paperclip and what happened there, and Rockefeller, and what really happened in the beginning of the UN and all of these Council of Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission. Did the Operation Paperclip, did that have something to do with the infiltration of the communists into America, or was it already here and that just kind of helped?
Well, it was way here, you know. Look, the communists started infiltrating America in the 1850s. You know, like there was a big communist revolution. Karl Marx's followers tried to start a communist revolution in Germany in 1848, and that failed. And thousands of German communists came to America, and they settled in Milwaukee and Chicago, and they had socialist mayors for years there. They set up the Communist Party. You know, a lot of them, even some of them, helped to set up the Republican Party back then, because it was an anti-slavery party, and their goal was to destroy the South. So the system in the South. So you look, communism has been big in America since the 1850s, but it really took off in the 1920s. In 1922, we almost had a communist revolution here. They had to deport about 7,000 foreign revolutionaries back to Russia, because they were causing strikes. There was assassinations. There was big riots. There was a serious fear of a communist revolution in 1921, 1922. And they had the famous Palmer raids. The Attorney General just raided all the communist places around the country and deported thousands of foreign communists back to Russia, where they were greeted with warmly by Lenin. But they've been coming back ever since. They've been, because you look at it from a communist point of view, a free, independent, constitutional America is the only impediment to a world socialist superstate.
Right.
So America's got to be the number one target, and you can't take America, or you couldn't then, you probably could now, but you can't take America from the outside. So you have to get on the inside, and you have to go through the churches and the Democratic Party and the Republican Party and the colleges, the universities, Hollywood, whatever you can, to change the consciousness of the people, to weaken the economy, to weaken the military, to do everything you can to set up America to be taken down. And we are just at the crest of that wave. 100-year wave is cresting right now. And the question is, do we succumb or do we push it back? Because if we don't push it back real fast, we're going to be under.
Okay, how do we push it back? Let's talk about solutions. We, the people of the United States, and you know, like you said, I firmly believe that for the globalist these people, that the United States is the biggest impediment to their one world totalitarian top down government, which makes us our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and our spirit, and our what really is the best about America, which is our shared values and common hopes and dreams for this nation and our children in the future. That is a big problem to these people. So America is under attack, but honestly, it's the world. The entire world is in danger.
Look, I'm from New Zealand, you know.
Right.
Well,
oh,
why
God.
would I come here? Yeah. Because look, my country was saved during World War II from invasion by the Japanese, by the Yanks, by the American, your fathers and uncles who went down with the Pacific and stopped the Japanese stone cold.
Right.
I wouldn't be here without that.
Right.
So we understand if America goes down, freedom dies everywhere. But in my book's White Arm Security Risk Senators, I talk about several things at the end of what we can do. So as I say, I go through all the senators, I show all their ties, but I have a plan at the end of it. There are many things I can talk about, like you know, I've spoken to 500 groups around your country, and I'm seeing a wave of patriotism like I've never seen right now.
Right.
Shows like yours, there's shows springing up everywhere. Grassroots groups are springing up because people have been sitting at home for 2 years, reading their kids' school textbooks in horror, watching Chinese control Black Lives Matter burn their cities, watching their election stolen, and they've finally woken up to the fact that we could lose this country.
Right.
But here's my plan I have at the end of the book for how we solve this problem if we get another conservative president. So what you have to treat this foreign infiltration, and it's globalist, it's Chinese, it's Iranian, it's Cuban, it's the global institutions, it's Russian mafia, it's a whole bunch of things. So this is what you need to do. You can't trust the CIA or the FBI, unfortunately.
Right.
So you start the new president starts a new intelligence agency, and you draw leaders from the old intelligence services, you know, before Obama. Old
right.
CIA guys, old FBI guys who weren't tainted.
Right.
Get it up, you bring some new guys, some special forces, people from technical institutions, and you vet them. You might interview 10,000 people to get 1,000. You get 1,000 people, and this organization is all about ending foreign infiltration of America. So you get it set up, and then you declare a three-month amnesty. 3 months. You've got 3 months. If you're a traitor to this country, if you're working with the Chinese, if you're a Chinese agent, an Iranian agent, you're working with Klaus Schwab, whatever you're doing, if you're betraying America, you've got 3 months to come forward and spill your guts. You come forward to this new institution. You spill your guts. You tell everything you know. You rat out everybody you work with. And if you do that, you do not get prosecuted. You'll have to appear in court as a witness, but your punishment is between you and God.
Right.
If at the end of 3 months you haven't come forward, we're going to have all this evidence now, and we're coming after you, and we will prosecute you, and you'll go to Leavenworth for 30 years. That would throw every foreign intelligence network, every globalist network in the country into complete chaos.
Right.
Because they wouldn't know who to trust, who's done the deal, who is this guy wearing a wire? Has he done the deal? So thousands of Iranian agents would leave the country, tens of thousands of Chinese agents would leave the country. A whole bunch of big tech guys would take a deal. A whole bunch of congressmen would leave the Congress for family reasons. A whole bunch of Hollywood executives would have to stand down. You would get a complete meltdown of every foreign network in the country. This is how you take down organized crime. You give an amnesty or witness protection and heavy, heavy penalties. So you got a choice. You catch a mafia, low-level mafia guy, you got a choice. Well, you tell us all about Sammy Gravano. You tell us all about your bosses, and you'll get witness protection, or you go to jail for 30 years.
Right.
What are you going to do? That's how you take down organized crime. That's how we get rid of the Chinese, the Russian mob, the Iranian mob, the trilateral guys. All of these foreign operations in America could be shut down very simply. A few people would go to jail, and a whole bunch of people would make their peace and apologize to the American people for what they've done. I think that's how you do it.
Well, that would require our elections to not be manipulated, because that's
exactly.
another
That's
big
I
issue.
said, get by getting a conservative president. So what we must do
Right.
now is to every single one of us needs to get involved,
right,
so that we make sure the next president is a Trump or somebody like that. Yes, I know the elections are manipulated, but they can't win them all.
Right.
We still win some. We have to work in our state legislatures to stop the vote fraud as much as we could. The reason I think that Florida had a red wave in the last election, nobody else did, is because Ron DeSantis in Florida has done more to clamp down on vote fraud in Florida than
right.
any other state. Still got a long way to go, but it's actually illegal to commit vote fraud here. You get penalized for it.
Right.
So there was a lot less of it, and we saw a red wave. Well, if all the other red states did the same things that he's done, we would get red waves all across the country.
Yeah, that
and
has to
I
be
mean real red wave, not Rhino Republicans. I mean real grassroots Lauren Bobbitts. Imagine 50 Lauren Bobbitts and Matt Gaetz is in the Congress.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be a different place?
Oh yeah, really quick. And that brings me to that part of it. So now these guys are in there, they're going to initiate investigations, but we have a uniparty and a totally captured, it seems to me, DOJ and a federal judge system down there. But at least we'll see a little bit of that. Who should we you know, from your books of the 40 people that you laid out, who are the most, in your opinion, for everyone out there, that everyone should be getting the books and reading this and knowing who they are? And he also has a book about Congress, but who should we be watching? Like, who
well,
is
one
really
of them you should be watching
important?
Is Kyrsten Sinema, who's pretending to be a moderate these days. You know, I'm not a Democrat anymore. I'm independent. Well, she's just off to Davos.
I know.
She's just off to Davos, and she's working on DACA amnesty. And immigration amnesty is the main communist program for destroying America. The over-the-border immigration amnesty. They intend to swamp the conservative voting base. Kyrsten Sinema has been working with the Communist Party USA, which supports China, from at least 2003 to 2018. I believe she probably still is. 15-year history with the Communist Party USA, but she's a moderate now.
Right, exactly.
Well, why are you going to Davos, dear? Why are you pushing this communist program of immigration amnesty? So she's definitely one to watch. A few others, like, you know, there's many others, from Maisie Hirono out in Hawaii, Alex Padilla, the new senator from California, deeply, deeply communist. Let's say very much Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona, is very deeply in bed with the communists. But the old guard too, people like Sherrod Brown from Ohio, he's been working with the communists
right.
for 40 odd years now. Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin, Elizabeth Warren and Ed Markey, obviously Bernie Sanders. We all know that one, but
yeah.
Most people don't know he's a full-on communist. They just think he's just a lunatic socialist.
Right,
but he is
no.
as communist as you can get.
I saw
Heinrich from New Mexico.
Manchin's going to World Economic
Forum.
Well,
that's
too.
Right. Moderate Manchin. Moderate
right.
Manchin's going to Davos. You know, John Hickenlooper, the governor of Colorado, the senator from Colorado, has been to Davos 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, 2018 that I know of. So he's got deep connections to both communist China and Cuba, and he's regarded as a moderate, right?
Well, that's the
this,
game.
Yeah. So these books expose, so even Mrs. Nice Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota
please.
Has a deep, deep, deep communist background. But, you know, so the book exposes some of the more obvious ones, like the Bernie Sanders and the Elizabeth Warrens, but also some of the so-called moderates like Mark Kelly, like John Hickenlooper, etc. People will be absolutely shocked to see the backgrounds of some of these people they see on TV every single night, who are passing legislation. You know, every committee in the US Senate is now controlled by a Marxist. Until the last election, every committee in the US House was controlled by a Marxist as well. Like, you know, Benny Thompson, you know, the one who's running the January the 6th thing. Okay. Yeah. Benny Thompson, head of the Homeland Security Committee, he's keeping us safe. Benny Thompson used to hang around with the New Africa people. These were black power people that killed policemen, Republic of New Africa. He was involved with Democratic Socialists of America, Communist Party USA, Communist Workers Party. He went to Cuba in 2000 and did a deal with Fidel Castro to train 150 young Americans, give them 7-year medical scholarships for free in Cuba. Many of them the sons and daughters of American Communist Party members. Now those kids are out there stirring up revolution all over the country. Benny Thompson should be investigated by the Homeland Security Committee, not being the running head of it.
Yeah, that
exactly.
I'm glad you said that, because I did a piece on a long time ago on the Black Congressional Caucus sending a bunch of students from the traditionally black colleges to China to learn about Mao and Marxism. And boom, a few years later, what do we have? Black Lives Matter. And they all act like, no, that never happened. Yeah, it did happen. And
Black Lives Matter is a completely Chinese operation. And the Congressional Black Caucus has been in bed with the communists since it was founded. Completely in bed with the communists. And then it's got about 60 members, I believe.
Yeah.
But the Congressional Progressive Caucus, which was set up by the communists and Bernie Sanders, has over 100 members. So this is how deep the penetration is in the Congress and the Senate right now.
But what happened? Mike Pompeo, I remember he made that speech in front of all the governors. I remember my governor, who I think is way into Cuomo, was sitting in the front, like looking like he was going to explode. But Pompeo said, we know who's involved with the Communist Party of China. We have information. You better cut it out or whatever. You thought something was going to happen. And then I guess they cut out Trump's legs from under him. But when you saw that, did you feel like there was going to be some action?
Well, look, absolutely. And I think, see, this was the thing. I think Trump's second term was going to clean out the communist Chinese communist influence in this country, but he was also working with Japan and Australia and India and Taiwan to destroy the Communist Party of China. I don't mean violently, I mean just isolating them, cut off the trade so that collapse under their own weight and the Chinese people would be free.
Right.
And you imagine the benefit to the world of a free China.
Yeah, I can.
All that energy and all that entrepreneurship channeled towards good rather than evil. See, this was why the Chinese had to take out Trump. Because they knew if they didn't take him out with the COVID, the stealing the election and all, and the Black Lives Matter, if they didn't take him out, he was going to take them down. And I think he would have done a lot to clean out the Chinese influence in this country. He had people around him like Peter Navarro and Mike Pompeo who have no illusions about China. And this was the tragedy of allowing Biden to come in. You went from the most anti-Communist Party of China president we've ever seen to the most pro-Communist Party of China president we've ever seen. And that's why the world's turning to crap, because the bad guys don't fear America any longer.
Right, right.
You know, war's breaking out everywhere because.
Yeah, and I just wanted to also ask, what we've watched a lot of this stuff come out, I'm sure you have, with these Twitter files and with, you know, apparently it wasn't just the FBI, it was the CIA, it was the White House, it was DHS. All these different people were manipulating the whole world through their social media, which is also all connected, all the same billionaires and trillionaires from Davos hanging out this week together to plan their next moves. But I have to say, what do we do about the fact that, first of all, I think it happened a long time ago. Certainly the Patriot Act was, as far as I'm concerned, the end of our Constitution and Bill of Rights as much as they could do it in our faces. What do we do about an intelligence community that is acting like the Stasi, that is acting against the people, that has obviously turned against the country or has been weeded out of the good guys? I think a lot of people in America are very nervous about this weaponized against us. The it seems like, you know, we're in communist China or communist Russia.
Well, we are in a revolution, and this the model is Czechoslovakia in 1948, when the Communist Party got in a coalition government with the moderate left-wing party, but they were given, I think they were given security and the military, those two cabinet positions, and they used the security services to shut down all their opposition. And in 3 years, they had a communist government with not a shot fired. And so this is the model for America. So we are in a revolution, and taking back the House with these 20 rebels in it has been a chance for us.
Right.
You know, President Trump wasn't supposed to happen. Hillary Clinton was supposed to get into office. She was going to legalize every single illegal immigrant in the country, which would have given the Democrats 30, 40 million more voters, and it would have been over. But miracles happen, don't they?
Yes,
to great countries like America. God does not want this country lost.
I agree.
So, you know, Elon Musk comes along and throws a big spanner in the Twitter thing. You know, who would have think Elon Musk, you know, some playboy inventor, you know, just comes along and throws a big spanner in the works. The Canadian truckers, the Dutch farmers,
right.
The brave people in Iran standing up, the protesters in China, the big protests in Brazil that we've seen in Bolivia. We are seeing this, the grassroots people everywhere just pushing at their chains, and they need the leadership of America to throw those chains off. So that's our duty.
Yes.
It's our duty to save America. It's our duty to sacrifice like your ancestors sacrificed to give you this country. And I'm not asking for violence. I'm not asking for revolution. I'm asking you to take over your darn scoreboard and throw out the whole curriculum and put a Hillsdale College curriculum in.
Right.
I'm asking you to primate every single rhino you can in your state. Get a whole bunch more Lauren Bobbitts into Congress. See, none of this is going to save us. I think only God is going to save us.
I do too. But I think God's on our side.
He's on our side, but he ain't going to help a bunch of simpering, cowardly wimps who just want to give up and throw the towel in and say how terrible it is and how we have no chance and that it's all against us. It's always been against us.
Right.
Always. Yeah, the American revolutionaries with their squirrel rifles up against the world's greatest military empire, and they won.
Right.
Right? With God's help. We got to do our bit.
I agree.
We have to fight, but it's bigger than just us. But we are not going to be saved if we sit and cower and grovel and moan. We're going to be saved if we show faith and courage and stand up and tell the darn truth. That's when we can expect a little bit of help.
I agree. And I certainly think God wins. But like you're saying, I say to everyone, God never came down to the planet and fought the battles. He expected his people to fight them. And I always say, put on your armor of God and get out there. So travel out, and you do that every day. So can you tell my audience where they can find you? We'll put all your links below. But these two books are very important for everyone to get a hold of. Also, all of his books are eye-opening, especially if you have children that have been uneducated, miseducated about this country. These are really good books, especially for everyone, but I would give them also to your teenage or college-age children to kind of give them another perspective on reality. So where can people find you?
Yeah, I make the books very simple and straightforward to read. I talk very directly and I write very directly. TrevorLoudon.com. Loudon is LOUDON, TrevorLoudon.com. Get Security Risk Senators Part 1 and Part 2. You can get Enemies Within the Church, Enemies Within, My another book, White House Reds, which gives you the communist background of Biden and Buttigieg and all those sort of people. So yeah, just enemy. Yeah, just trevorlowden.com.
Right.
This is how I fund my work, through selling books, public appearances, speeches, etc. But you know, every morning I get up and I think, I'm grateful to this great country. You know, I'm here because of this great country. And if I can do a little bit to help save it, I'm helping to save New Zealand. I'm helping to save every other country. Our natural state is freedom and prosperity and happiness. If we get the scumbags out of the way, we can hand that on to our children. But that takes a little bit of effort and a little bit of courage and a little bit of faith.
Exactly.
If you have those things, we can do, we can move mountains.
Right. And knowledge, knowing who the enemy is and focusing on the right things, which is why your books are amazing. Please, everyone, follow Trevor Lowden, and he will continue to be doing incredible work. It really is eye opening. I'm very grateful to have you here. You're a hero of mine, and keep fighting. As long as you keep fighting, you give a lot of us the motivation and the strength to continue going on, because we know we have a battle, but we know we'll win the war. Thank you so much, sir.
Well, thank you for being the voice that you are, Mel. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, it's Andrew Sorcini at Beverly Hills Precious Metals. I'm here at the Mel Kay Show. Last year, we helped so many patriots out there protect themselves against inflation with gold and silver. In 2023, we can show you how to preserve what you have, avoid further loss, and position you for greater things for your investments. So the best way for us to help you is for you to go to melkaygold.com, fill out the online form, and put in as much information about yourself as you possibly can. The more information, the more we can help you. So do it right away. The time is crucial as we head into central bank digital currencies. We can show you how to protect your 401k or your IRA, and the costs are minimal.
Hello, Patriot Pals. I wanted to talk to you a little bit today about our amazing partner, Mel Kay Superfoods. A lot of people do the food prep programs that they come in, you know, freeze-dried and all of that. This is not that. This is a full serving of fruits and vegetables and protein. It is a way to maintain a healthy diet, no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, no matter what happens in this country. Because again, it's very affordable, and at the same time, it's very easy to follow, and it is like having a full garden outside your house that you're going and picking fresh fruit and fresh vegetables every single day. You have that same nutrients inside your cupboard. You know, prepare now, be ready. A lot of people do prepping stuff. This is an excellent way to prep to make sure that you and your family always have the essential nutrients that you need to live a healthy, full life out there. Please check out Mel Kay Superfoods. We're loving the program. We'd love for you to join us. Please get in touch with the show if you're having benefits from the Superfoods program at Mel Kay Superfoods. We'd love to hear from you. We like to share stories, and please get involved in the programs. Go to MelKaySuperfoods.com and join me in supercharging our wellness journey and living our best, healthiest lives ahead.